The big nurse had slid from her chair and was working toward her wicker bag, leaning at the door.
"Yes, yes, Mr. Bancini," she crooned. "Now, if you'll just be calm..."
"That's all it is. Nothing but a lot of baloney." His voice lost its copper strength and became strained and urgent, like he didn't have much time to finish what he had to say.
"You see, I can't help it. Can't... Don't you see, I was born dead. Not you. You wasn't born dead. Ah, it's been hard."
He started to cry. He couldn't make the words come out right anymore. He opened and closed his mouth to talk, but he couldn't sort the words into sentences anymore. He shook his head to clear it and blinked at the acutes.
I tell you.
He began slumping over again, and his iron ball shrank back to a hand. He held it cupped out in front of him like he was offering something to the patients.
"I can't help it. I was born a miscarriage. I had so many insults I died. I was born dead. I can't help it. I'm tired. I'm give out trying. You got chances. I've had so many insults, I was born dead. You got it easy. I was born dead and life was hard. I'm tired. I'm tired out talking and standing up. I've been dead 55 years.
The big nurse got him clear across the room, right through his greens. She jumped back without getting the needle pulled out after the shot, and it hung there from his pants like a little tail of glass and steel. Old Pete slumping farther and farther forward, not from the shot, but from the effort. The last couple of minutes had worn him out finally and completely, once and for all. You could just look at him and tell he was finished. So there wasn't really any need for the shot. His head had already commenced to wag back and forth, and his eyes were murky. By the time the nurse eased back in to get the needle, he was bent so far forward he was crying directly on the floor without wetting his face, tears spotting a wide area as he swung his head back and forth, spatting, in an even pattern on the day room floor, like he was sewing them. He said. He didn't flinch when she jerked the needle out. He had come to life for maybe a minute to try to tell us something, something none of us cared to listen to or tried to understand, and the effort had drained him dry. That shot in his hip was as wasted as if she'd squirted it in a dead man. No heart to pump it, no vein to carry it up to his head, no brain up there for it to mortify with its poison. She'd just as well shot it in a dried-out old cadaver.
"I'm tired."
"Now, I think if you two boys are brave enough, Mr. Bancini will go to bed like a good fellow."
"Awful tired."
"And Aide Williams is coming around, Dr. Spivey. See to him, won't you? Here, his watch is broken and he's cut his arm."